Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This morning, the plan to build a new factory on Australian soil, pumping out millions of mRNA vaccines a year. Restrictions revoked. WA reveals when its hard border will come down. Hundreds of people in isolation as a New South Wales nightclub cluster expands. Left dangling in a tree for more than 2 hours, the mission to rescue a paraglider in distress. And commuter chaos in Sydney as thousands of rail workers walk off the job.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Australia will produce millions of mRNA vaccines with a manufacturing facility to open by 2024. The landmark deal was struck between the federal government, the Victorian government and Moderna. The respiratory facility will be used to create both pandemic-related vaccines and seasonal flu vaccines. It's expected to create up to 500 jobs during construction and about 500 ongoing roles. Airlines are gearing up to help Australians reunite with loved ones after the country's final locked down state announced when its border will fall. WA will allow fully vaccinated travellers back from February 5, when the state's premier believes 90% of residents will be double dosed.
I'm confident that this is the right time and the right way to take this important step. Western Australia's current zero COVID environment and high vaccination rate will help deliver the softest landing.
Travellers will need to return a negative PCR test within 72 hours of travel. Qantas has scheduled 41 flights on February 5 in response to the announcement. Newcastle, north of Sydney, is rapidly becoming an Omicron hotspot as a cluster from a nightclub grows. 84 people have tested positive after attending a 70s-themed night at the Argyle, with genomic testing underway to determine if all have the new variant. The entire Newcastle Knights NRL team is getting tested over links to the nightclub. Hundreds of patrons remain in isolation, and the super spreader site has put a string of other venues on alert, including the popular Finnegan's Hotel.
This will have an impact on lots of families, certainly in many workplaces throughout Newcastle, given the scale of the number of contacts.
The state's mask mandate will end tomorrow. Face coverings will still be required on public transport, in airports and on planes. Researchers have confirmed a Melbourne family has contracted COVID twice. The family of three fell ill in July last year with the pangolin variant, then again in July this year with the Delta variant. Health authorities are doubling down, urging people who have contracted the disease to still get the vaccine. Victoria reported more than 1,200 cases again yesterday, and despite the high figures, the state is planning to scrap mandatory mask rules on Thursday. Scott Morrison has all but confirmed a May election date while hinting at further tax cuts in a speech overnight. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. The Prime Minister also spoke about his response to the pandemic.
He did, Jody, acknowledging that while the government didn't get everything right in their response to the pandemic, their response did save tens of thousands of lives. Prime Minister Scott Morrison outlining his election pitch in a speech last night, vowing to pursue lower taxes while capitalising on the economic recovery from the pandemic. The government is expected to reveal a better-than-expected budget bottom line in the mid-year fiscal update later this week, allowing room for personal tax cuts, with Labor calling for an extension of the low and middle income tax offset. Another key pillar of Scott Morrison's campaign, a vow to get out of voters' lives.
The reach of government in this pandemic is not some new norm, and it will not be under our government. It has a use-by date.
Scott Morrison saying that the government should get out of voters' lives as Australia learns to live with COVID-19. Jody.
Okay, Taylor Aiken, thank you. Hundreds of thousands of commuters will be affected by a second full-day rail strike, which is getting underway in Sydney this morning. Services will be slashed again as union members refuse to run overseas-made trains in their campaign for a pay rise. Passengers can expect crowded carriages and long delays. A paraglider is lucky to be alive after his canopy collapsed, sending him spiralling into a treetop at Stanwell Tops, south of Sydney. But that was just the start of his ordeal, left dangling with branches cracking as rescuers scrambled to rig a safety rope. There was relief and elation as he was finally lowered.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm well.
Yep. How did you... It was quite a tangle. How did you get stuck?
Accidents happen, hey.
The operation took more than 2 hours. After 5 days, firefighters have finally brought the Margaret River bushfire in WA under control. It's still burning within containment lines after it was first sparked in National Park last week. Almost 8,000 hectares has been scorched. Police believe the fire was deliberately lit. Perth father Jordan Marshall is still missing in the area. A Queensland fisherman has cheated death, fighting off a 3-metre bull shark with a spear gun. Speaking to 7 News, Philip Brown says he thought he was going to lose his leg and his life.
I just thought that was my last day. Because look at me, I'm nothing much, and he was a big shark. So I grabbed my little spear gun, I just spun around with it and stabbed him on top of the head with the spear gun.
His nephew managed to tie a rope around his leg and help him back to shore. New research reveals vaping could raise the risk of problems in the bedroom. According to New York's Grossman School of Medicine and Johns Hopkins University, healthy young men who vape twice daily are likely to experience erectile dysfunction, twice as likely compared to those who don't. The research is based on data gathered from 13,000 American men. Severe burns patients may soon have access to new life-saving treatment thanks to a world-first medical trial. Melbourne researchers have made a major breakthrough using skin from patients' own stem cells.
Scientists have found a way to grow skin from a patient's DNA to treat severe burns.
We're trying to recreate skin in the laboratory that will reliably graft onto patients who've had extensive burns.
Kate Sanderson was running an ultramarathon when she was trapped by a fire. To treat life-threatening burns, she had skin peeled from her torso to graft onto her arms, hands and feet.
We had to wait sort of 2 weeks for it to regrow, for it to harvest again, and that was sort of a repetitive process for many times over.
Researchers are working on a reliable skin substitute. Just like skin, it's stretchy, and doctors would only need a 2-centimetre skin sample to then replicate the skin cells.
Taking a small amount of skin cells and multiplying them in the laboratory.
If successful, the skin substitute will significantly reduce the time patients spend in hospital. It will also reduce the need for any further procedures patients may need due to complications.
I think it's a medical marvel. I think, yeah, for doctors, for surgeons, for everyone involved.
Kathleen O'Connor, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading more than 300 points lower. The Nasdaq is also down. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed 203 points higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng dropped. The All Ordinaries ended the session up 30 points. The ASX 200 up 26. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,788 an ounce, oil $71 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 71.25 US cents, below 81 Japanese yen and $1.05 New Zealand. Christmas is fast approaching and with it skyrocketing grocery bills. But the holiday menu doesn't have to break the bank, with a new online platform promising to keep costs down by helping you to find the best deals.
Tis the season to be shopping and stocking up for the festive feast.
Australians are planning to spend over $300 on groceries and food.
SmartCard is the latest technology hoping to stop you overspending this silly season.
And it'll compare your entire cart between Coles and Woolies for all the items you want to buy.
Instantly alerting you if there are better deals elsewhere.
We're seeing customers save an average of about $30, $35 per shop.
There's also a number of mobile apps helping keep costs down, including WiseList, which, like SmartCart, helps compare the cost of your shop, and Frugal, which weighs up prices across Coles and Woolies, offering savings of 20 to 30%, with deals also available direct on the supermarket's apps.
We can see all of our products that are on special that are the ones you regularly buy.
One in three Australians is now opting to buy online, where experts say it's easier to make a list, check it twice, and then stick to it.
Using apps shopping online really means you don't make those impulse buys.
If you're yet to start your shopping, Wednesday is the day to do it, as that's when the supermarkets start their weekly specials. But you can plan ahead with a preview of the sales, often available online.
Look at the catalogue. It comes out at 5 p.m. on Monday online. It's really a clever way to make sure that you are saving money.
Amber Laidler, 7 News.
The UK is battling a major surge in Omicron cases as Britain records its first death from the new COVID variant. Prime Minister Boris Johnson won't rule out imposing further restrictions in the run-up to Christmas.
We can see Omicron spiking now in London and some other parts of the country. Here in the capital, it probably represents about 40% of the cases. By tomorrow, it'll be the majority.
All adults will be able to receive a third dose of the COVID vaccine by the end of December. The US has reached another grim COVID milestone, with the death toll from the virus surpassing 800,000. 57% of deaths were recorded this year, largely due to vaccine hesitancy and the more contagious Delta variant. Two people are missing after two cargo ships collided in the Baltic Sea off the Swedish coast. One of the vessels from Denmark capsized on impact, throwing the crew members into the water. The collision occurred in the early hours of the morning. The Swedish Coast Guard is investigating suspected gross negligence and drunkenness at sea. The other cargo ship is registered to a UK company. Nicole Kidman will be leading the Aussie charge at the Golden Globes, with nominations announced this morning in Los Angeles. Let's go live now to reporter Miley Hogan in LA. Miley, critics have been raving about Nicole's star turn as American icon Lucille Ball.
Jodie, there has been a lot of praise for Nicole Kidman in her role in Being the Ricardos. There's been a lot of talk that she will get a lot of nominations this awards season, but for now she has been nominated for the best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama. There will be a lot of competition though. She's up against Lady Gaga in House of Gucci and Kristen Stewart in Spencer. Another Aussie actress making waves in Hollywood, Sarah Snook. She is on the extremely popular program Succession, and she has been nominated for the award of Best Supporting Actress. Our third Aussie hopeful is 25-year-old Cody Smith-McPhee. He is nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role in The Power of the Dog. That movie has received 7 nominations in total. Now, the Golden Globes has been surrounded by scandal. Hollywood in general has distanced itself from the event amid continued scrutiny over its lack of representation. They have been accused of not being committed to diversity. Now, the organisation claims that it has made changes and that the show will go on whether or not the nominees choose to attend or not. Jodie?
OK, Miley Hogan in LA. Thank you. Time magazine has named billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk as its 2021 Person of the Year. The CEO of Tesla and SpaceX was chosen as the person with the most influence over the last 12 months. Musk has been a central figure in the news as he and his businesses shape the future of cars and space travel. The 50-year-old business magnate is also the richest person on the planet. A giant gemstone, thought to be the world's largest natural blue sapphire, has gone on display in Sri Lanka. Weighing in at a hefty 310 kilograms, it was found in a gem pit 3 months ago. The sapphire has been named Queen of Asia. Its owners are waiting for it to be certified.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to. Courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
To sport now, and the Australian and England teams have touched down in Adelaide ahead of Thursday's second Ashes test. The two squads shared a plane from Brisbane and are also staying in the same hotel in the City of Churches. David Warner was among a handful of Aussies who flew to Adelaide yesterday to spend time with family. Jai Richardson was with the squad. He's expected to play his first test in 3 years after Josh Hazlewood was a confirmed out with a side strain. The Heat have picked up their first win of the Big Bash season, beating the Renegades by 5 wickets. Mackenzie Harvey's unbeaten 71 was the only bright light in Melbourne's 6 for 140. Brisbane's master blaster Chris Lynn showed them how to use the bat, smashing 4 straight boundaries in their second over. Sam Haslett's unbeaten 44 guided the Heat to the win with 19 balls to spare. Tonight the Hurricanes take on the Scorchers from Blundstone Arena live on 7. Newcastle's nightclub Omicron outbreak has sent the entire night squad and training staff into isolation. Players and staff have been told to get tested and self-isolate by the club after 84 people tested positive from a party at the Argyle. No players are understood to have been at the club or any other venues of concern, with the NRL club taking a cautious approach in case anyone is a close contact. The Knights hope to return to training before the Christmas break. Shayna Jack almost completed a dream return from her 2-year drug ban at the Queensland Swimming Championships. The 23-year-old was edged out by dual Olympic relay gold medalist Molly O'Callaghan in the 100-metre freestyle final, finishing second by 0.18 of a second. Tokyo Golden Girl Ariane Titmus came sixth. Max Verstappen revealed Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes boss Toto Wolff have congratulated him for winning the Formula One world title after yesterday's controversial final race in Abu Dhabi.
I was crying on the in-lap, so it just means a lot. I mean, it's my life.
Mercedes have 2 more days to officially lodge an appeal after they had 2 protests rejected. On the team radio post-race, Hamilton claimed the result was fixed.
Wow. This is getting manipulated, man.
But team boss Wolff seemed to forget the drama shortly after the race. The German was filmed crowd surfing at the after party. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a series of troughs and lows will trigger showers and storms over the northern tropics, eastern WA and western SA. Another trough will lead to showers and some storms over eastern Victoria and southeast New South Wales. High pressure will keep elsewhere mostly settled and dry. Around the capitals today, sunny in Brisbane, heading for a top of 31 degrees. Mostly sunny, 25 the top in Sydney. A possible shower or storm in Canberra, heading for 29. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 22 degrees. Partly cloudy, 21 in Hobart. Sunny, heading for 27 in Adelaide. Mostly sunny and 25 in Perth. And partly cloudy, 35 degrees the top in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 14th of December, 2021.